The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Joining me this morning, South Carolina Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Glad to be with you.
Congressman William Timmons, welcome in.
Good morning, Joey.
Ross Turner represents Senate District 8 in Greenville. Welcome in, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:05 on this Thursday, March the 30th. Glad to have you in on Thankful Thursday. We'll talk some this morning about what we're thankful for. You can give me a quick call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line, 877-235-9405. You can also text me your comments via the Big Rock text line, same number, 877-235-9405. You know, with Monday's terrible tragedy at the private Christian school in Nashville, it has brought two topics back to the forefront of the nation's conversation. One of those, of course, being gun control. The Democrats have seized this issue once again, as they always do when something like this happens. Representative Jamal Bowman literally got into a shouting match. Well, actually, not a shouting match, because Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey wasn't shouting. He was just stating some of the facts, but Jamal Bowman was shouting in the hallway outside of the House chambers yesterday about getting guns out of schools and seizing our guns so that we don't have access to them. We'll share that conversation or that screaming as Thomas Massey just very calmly said, "Hey, look, you and I have guns protecting us here in this Capitol building. Why shouldn't school children have guns protecting them in schools?" I thought it was a very valid argument. We'll talk about that in a minute. The other topic, of course, that it has forced us to have is on the topic of transgenderism, which I believe is probably what this young lady who killed these six innocent people on Monday wanted to do. This was her way of being, quote, noticed. She obviously was having an issue with her identification, her sexuality. But maybe this will force our nation at all levels to really confront both of these issues, especially the issue of transgenderism, where at least one church denomination will be doing so in just a couple of months. I don't know if this had been planned or if it's just by coincidence that we now know that when one of the major Presbyterian denominations in the U.S. comes together this summer, that this is going to be one of the topics that they'll be confronting. The General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America, the PCA, will consider the text of the overture submitted by an Alabama-based Evangel Presbytery when it convenes in June. The PCA, of course, is the denomination that's affiliated with the Covenant School in Nashville and the church there. According to the report, this overture, as it is called, was in fact drafted prior to the massacre. It's just become a more timely discussion. Dr. Brian Chappelle, the clerk of the PCA, said in an interview, "I would say there's a lot of concern in our churches about children particularly being urged to have hormonal and physical changes while they're yet minors that will become life-altering decisions for the rest of their lives. And as this overture says, a wait-and-see approach with counseling is certainly a wiser approach rather than a medical intervention that is irreversible for a minor." Basically, what the Presbyterian Church is going to suggest is that we back off, that society backs off on these surgeries, gender-conforming surgeries that we're seeing become so popular around the country. And waiting for the young person to become an adult before these changes are made that you cannot undo. Or you could try to undo them, but you're never going to be the same. You're never going to be exactly how God made you to begin with. The Presbyterian Church, citing both the Bible and the 17th century Westminster standards that formed the basis of the Presbyterianism, the overture argues that God created human beings, male and female, that cross-dressing is immoral, and that Jesus Christ strongly warned against scandalizing children. It states, "Medical and social interventions related to so-called sex change procedures are a rejection of God's design that will prevent his blessing, grace, and joy to be experienced." It also cited multiple scientific studies that suggest such medical and surgical interventions are a rejection of science, and that the epidemic 900% increase in gender dysphoria among girls during the past 8 years is primarily, quote, "driven by social contagion from contemporary social, educational, and cultural influences." Like social media. It goes on to say, "We who love our nation in the name of God, who alone and is sovereign in his good and perfect design of men and women, call upon you to renounce the sin of all medical and surgical sex change procedures in minors by the American healthcare system because they result in irreversible harm." Now, obviously, Monday was a tragedy. It was a national tragedy. Again, according to the church, this was planned prior to Monday's event. But thank goodness the church, in this case, the Presbyterian Church of America, is taking a stance on this issue. They go on to claim that some members of the medical community are, quote, "aggressively pursuing medical interventions on minors who express gender confusion. It notes that no other medical procedure requires only a minor's self-diagnosis of their feelings and beliefs." And that's a very valid point, isn't it? And that's what's happening. We're letting confused young people who are at a very at that age, in their young teens, or as they are approaching their teenage years, there's a lot going on with kids at that age. And for the medical profession, for parents, to allow them to make such life-altering changes based on their feelings at that age, it's crazy. And as I have mentioned in the past, I don't get why suddenly this has become such a big issue. How did we go for generations and not have this how this becomes such an issue. Chappelle says, I think all churches are dealing with these issues, as we well know, because of the cultural push at this time to congratulate people who question their sexual identity. All young people are certainly being subjected to that cultural push, but it is, in our view, does not cohere with either science or scripture. Whether one is male or female is based upon one's organs and chromosomes and hormone profiles, and not simply psychological confusion that many adolescents will experience. Adding that the push for transgender procedures on minors seems to be driven by a political agenda and not by science, medicine, or scripture. Bingo. Thank you. He goes on to write, we certainly think that churches that take a biblical view of sexuality are at risk of future prosecution by a culturally driven agenda that is not either scientifically or scripturally supported, but rather driven by the politics of the moment. The overture comes as Rachel Levine, Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, promised that transgender procedures for minors will soon be normalized and that they have the highest support of the Biden administration. Look, every time I see a picture of that guy, like dressing, pretending to be a woman, my blood goes cold. Because he is, in so many different ways, looked upon as a leader and is making this type of lifestyle normal. So this is the PCA, the Presbyterian Church of America. It's formed back in the 70s when some congregations from the South, really, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina played a big role in it too, broke off from the mainline Presbyterian Church in the U.S. in response to what they saw as theological liberalism. It's since grown to over 1,500 churches, according to their information. The interesting that this came up, too, because just yesterday in Kentucky, the governor of Kentucky vetoed a bill by the Kentucky legislature that would ban transgender procedures for minors. Now, the other Presbyterian church, the Presbyterian Church USA, had issued a statement last week encouraging Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear to veto that bill. Fortunately, the Kentucky legislature, which has a majority of Republicans, overruled and his veto. 877-235-9405, your call, your opinion, your insight, lots of ways to join the conversation today via the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line, 877-235-9405. It's 617, glad to have you in.
A 94.5, The Answer.
You know, when your power goes out at home, it's not just an inconvenience. It can also be a real threat. It can be a danger. Now, think about it. Without power, if you rely on a medical device, that goes away. Think about in the middle of the summer when the heat is so extreme, if your HVAC system goes out. You could even lose some of that food that you have stocked in your refrigerator and freezer. That's why I recommend contacting the team at Viper Electric, whether it's a small electrical problem, like outlets that won't work, or maybe breakers that keep tripping, or you want to prepare for the worst. The experts at Viper Electric, they always have a solution for you. They completed jobs all over the upstate, from small residential repairs and installations to complex commercial projects. And it doesn't matter what your electrical needs are, you'll be glad that you partner with Viper Electric. I mentioned to you last week when my mother, Nana Hudson, had a electrical emergency. They responded the same day. They were out there, took good care of her. When you need professional service and electrical work done right the first time, you need Viper Electric. And in honor of those who serve our country, Viper Electric offers a 10% discount to veterans, active service members, and to first responders. Just call 864-304-1734, 864-304-1734, and online at ViperElectricSC.com. It's 19 past the hour.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the Trump situation.
President Trump isn't being charged with a crime by a grand jury because he committed it. He's being targeted and charged because he's the leader of the opposition, who was the president and may be the president again. And he represents a threat to their uniparty corruption.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
It's the Great American Gun Show in Greenwood this weekend at the Greenwood Farmers Market at 215 Wilbank Circle. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, and ammo. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Bring your guns, tell your friends. The Great American Gun Show at the Greenwood Farmers Market. Be there.
This upstate memory is brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest.
A bronze statue of a man sits on a bench at the corner of South Main Street and Falls Park Drive, but not everyone knows the story behind the man. It's a statue of Charles H. Towns, a man whose work has reached and influenced millions of lives throughout the world. He attended Greenville High School and went on to graduate with a degree in physics and language from Furman University before heading to Columbia University to research microwaves and molecules. His groundbreaking research would ultimately lead to the invention of the laser and its predecessor, the maser, and his work eventually earned him the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1964. The statue in downtown Greenville depicts the scene where Towns attended the last meeting of a naval committee in Washington, D.C. to try and determine how to attain the shortest wavelengths for microwaves.
This upstate memory was brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest, serving us since 1946. The upstate of South Carolina, the place they call home.
Together, the NAU community is advancing diversity and inclusion through education. Join them and realize your boundless vision for the future. More at nau.edu/boundless.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
622, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Attorney General Alan Wilson to talk about judicial reform in South Carolina. The Attorney General wrote an op-ed this past week with some ideas he has. We talked briefly about this a few weeks ago when we had him on talking about the Alec Murdoch trial. We'll visit with him around 7:30 or so. In the 8 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt joins us as always on Thursday. And, of course, we'll check in with Mike Gallagher just prior to his show for a preview of the Mike Gallagher show, too. And we're going to tackle something, too. I want to ask your thoughts on something. Has tipping changed? Have you noticed that more types of businesses are asking you to tip their employees? I've always tipped service workers, wait staff in restaurants, bellhops in hotels, valet parking, that type of thing. But yesterday I went by one of my favorite, it's sort of a butcher shop, seafood shop. I was pleasantly surprised. They had done some upgrades, remodeling since I had been in. And they had a different point of sale service. So, when I got ready to, when the cashier was ready to check me out, she did one of the old, she flips the display around to me. I'm thinking I need to sign it, but first there's a screen for a tip. Should we be tipping cashiers? We'll talk about that in just a minute. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation today. A lot of you commenting on the Big Rock text line. Texter says this is in reference to the Presbyterian Church of America. Looks like they're going to take a stand on transgenderism this summer. Chris says, are they expected to remain as God made them? That's basically kind of what the church is saying, is that God doesn't make mistakes. Texter says, it's an issue because the progressives want it to be an issue that divides the country at the family level. The media is controlled by the progressive millionaires and billionaires, and so they promote what they are told to promote. And that's a true statement. I mean, I think so many of these kids hear this over and over, and it's sort of the thing to do. They see it on social media, and we got to stop it. JR's in Westminster. Good morning, JR. How are you?
Better than I deserve, Mr. Hudson. Better than I deserve. Two things. Listen, when you talk to your mother, tell Nana Hudson that JR says hello.
And I sure will.
You know, and if she ever wants, you know, if she's ever in a mood, you know, to bake some baked goods or anything, you know, just tell her to remember old JR. Think about me, you know. I wouldn't mind if she slides something my way.
All right, I got you.
Listen, here's the thing in a nutshell. When a nation forgets God, when a nation turns its back on God, then the only other alternative, the only other path that it can and will pursue are things that are not like God, as God designed them and as God planned them. You know, interestingly enough, when you brought up the subject, you know, you won't allow a minor to consume alcohol. You won't allow a minor to drive a vehicle. You won't allow a minor to apply for a credit card. You won't allow a minor to use tobacco. And you won't allow a minor, you know, to use. Yet and still, you promote pornography to minors. You in the schools. You promote transgenderism, and there are so many other things that you promote hatred, critical race theory, for minors. Yet still, you know, I think about really quickly, in the original 13 colonies, if you were an elected official for each of the 13 colonies, depending on what the denomination was, in order to hold a public office, you had to be a professing Christian. And so there were spiritual and moral values that anchored you in your personal character, because they understood the power that an elected official had, had to be literally governed by spirituality. And so when you get away from this, you know, you go back. I can remember in the 60s, you know, you get away from God. No prayer in school, no Bible reading in school. And from that point on, it's a slippery slope, and it goes downhill from that point on. And so only until a nation returns back to godly principles and a God consciousness will we get off this fast track, you know, of promoting everything that is ungodly and unrighteousness.
Yep.
And I will close with this. 50 years ago, because I'm nearly 70 years old, as a bag boy with the A&P grocery stores, when I was making about maybe 35 cents an hour, and people would just say, wow. Yeah, and you were carrying out groceries to help the nice little ladies. They definitely, and they informed you at that point that that was your job, you know. And so you were encouraged not to accept tips. You know, and of course, there was some nice little ladies sometimes that would, you know, insist.
Yes.
And stick, well, you know, but,
yep.
But that was your job, you know. If you did a great job and your customer really, really appreciated you, you do your job.
And that's something that I can remember my mom and dad tipping the person. In our case, it was community cash in Greer. But that's something that I don't mind doing that. I certainly would never consider tipping the cashier that had just checked me out. That's
you're doing your job. Yep. You're doing your job.
Exactly.
You're doing your job, Joey.
Exactly.
Joey, listen, man. Yep. As always, I've been listening to you a lot of years, and you've got a lot of great listeners, man. And so, can keep up the good work. Keep up the
good. Thank you, sir. Always.
Our good friend Dennis Nash, with the My Pillow slippers. That's my friend, man.
There you go. We had a great time in Tacoa that morning.
Man.
Always good to hear from you, JR. Be safe in Westminster. 877-235-9405. One line open. Option one, Tom may put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. It's 6:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.